Hi there, this is Leo from Fashion Crew English. With me today, our program has set up a show for people who like to learn English in a multinational company. Gotta go! 大家好，我是主播 Leo， 欢迎来到 FM 电台1571330。从本期节目开始，我们的节目为大家增设了一门走在外企职场英文栏目。这期节目呢，主要是为商务人士所打造，不管您是一名即将毕业的学生，还是已经在职场历经风霜，我们的职场英文还是有用的哦，让你感受职场英文，真正的感受赢在职场。 Alright, let's experience the scenario in the company. Alright, 我们今天呢来谈一个特别的节目，那么主要是关于加班或者是代班。那么怎么说呢？加班是 working overtime， 那么代班呢？留着给你思考。好了，那么接下来呢，我们来听一下外教给我们讲的内容吧。
69. Working overtime and covering for someone.
标准对话。对话一。
Can you meet the deadline?
I am afraid not.
If you fail, you will bring a huge loss to the company.
Well, I have to rearrange my schedule.
I know, just whining.
We don't have an option, do we?
Okay, what's the plan going to be?
We work a couple of hours tonight and tomorrow. I thought I could get the work done ahead of time. But now, I will be satisfied with finishing it on time.
对话二。
Can I have a word with you, sir?
Sure. What's going on?
I am afraid I can't come to work this afternoon. I've got a very sore throat.
You sound ill and look not well.
Oh, I want to stay in bed this afternoon, but I'll come tomorrow.
All right. But do you have someone to cover for you?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
对话三。
Hello, Henry. I've come to see if you are on duty tomorrow.
No. Do you want me to cover for you again?
Yes. You know it's the flu. I'm down with it. I have to go to see my doctor tomorrow.
I was planning to have a lazy day, but now that you asked, okay, tell me everything I need to do tomorrow.
Please give this report to the president and finish typing these. Is that okay?
Okay.Now it's quitting time. Let's call it a day.
Oh, another thing? Don't forget to check the email. And if there are new emails, please send them to the president.
No problem. Let's go off work.
You go first. I'll lock the door. I owe it to you. This weekend, I'd like to invite you to dinner, if you are free.
I am looking forward to it.69. Working overtime and covering
for someone. OK, 那么接下来呢，我们来为大家来讲解一下关于今天我们的外教给大家来讲内容。今天呢，主要是来讲一下加班或者代班的一个问题。那么关于按时完成任务恐怕不行，所以说呢，替人来工作，那么这是我们的一个计划。那么今天呢，我们接下来来看一下对话当中所存在的几个生词。首先呢，我给大家来补充一下，加班呢，我们可以怎么说呢？一般可以说是 work overtime， work overtime。那么代班怎么说呢？是 covering， covering， C O V E R I N G， 为某人代班 ，covering for someone。Covering for someone, OK? 那么我们这边呢，再给大家补充一下关于加班的怎么说呢？英语中的加班是 work overtime。假如你要别人邀请你今晚出去吃饭，你说 sorry, I have to work overtime， 就是说很抱歉，我今晚要加班。不过有趣的是，我们说除了加班， 可以叫 overtime 之外，那么我们的加班费呢也可以叫 overtime。所以你可以大声的告诉老板 ，You have to pay me overtime。OK， 不要就是说的很俗，你 You have to pay me my money， or you have to pay me the salary， 这样的就很不地道了。这边呢，我们美国当中呢，就是说。加班费我们可以说是 extra charge， 那么其实一个简单词 overtime 它就可以来代替。好了，那么接下来呢，我们给大家来把今天的对话当中的一些生词来给大家来讲一下。第一个 call it a day 啊，表示收工。第二个 option 选择。第三个 president 董事长。Number four.Quitting time, 下班时间。Next, sore, 疼痛的，痛心的。Next, throat, 嗓子。The last one, whine. W-H-I-N-E, whine, 表示抱怨，相当于是 complain. 同样，我们也给大家来补充几句。在商务当中表示加班或代班的一些日程安排，我们怎么来说呢？ OK, it's your turn. Leo 给你六句话。第一句话 I have to rearrange my schedule. I have to rearrange my schedule. 我不得不重新安排我的日程。Two, we don't have an option, do we? 我们没有选择，不是吗？ We don't have an option, do we?我没有选择，不是吗？ 3. I need someone to cover for her. I need someone to cover for her. 我需要找个人代替她的工作。我需要找个人代替她的工作。 4. I'm afraid I can't come to work today. I'm afraid I can't come to work today. 我恐怕今天不能来工作了。
Yes, I do.
Next.But do you have someone to cover for you?
对话三
But do you have someone to cover for you? 但是你的工作有人替吗？ Last one. Have you got any idea where you would like to go this summer after you switch with Mary? Have you got any idea where you would like to go this summer after you switch with Mary?
和玛丽调班后，你想好这个暑假去哪里了吗？这边我给大家来补充一下 ，switch with，switch with somebody 表示与某人调班。
OK， 那么接下来呢，我们再把对话里面的内容呢给大家来讲一下。那么对话呢，主要是来涉及到三个对话。第一个对话呢，主要是关于arrangement of the schedule and the due time of the schedule. So what is the man going to do? Okay, 那么来看一下。他说 ，Can you make the deadline? I'm afraid not. If you fail, you will bring a huge loss to the company.
标准对话。
Wow, I have to rearrange my schedule.
Can you meet
I know, just a warning.
I'm afraid not.
We don't have an option, do we?
Okay,
where's the plan going
to
be? We work a couple of hours tonight and tomorrow. I thought I could get the word down ahead of time. But now, I will be satisfied with my finishing it on time.
I thought I could get the work done ahead of time.
那么这边呢，给大家来列举几个非常重要的句子。Deadline. Can you meet the deadline? 表示您能按时完成吗 Bring a huge loss to the company. 给公司带来极大的损失 Rearrange my schedule. 重新安排我的日程 Just a warning. 就是 just complaining. 只是抱怨一下 Next. Where's the plan go to be? 那么计划是什么呢这边有一个计划大家可以打个星号可以记下来我说慢一点。We work a couple of hours tonight and tomorrow. I thought I could get the word down ahead of time. But now I will be satisfied with finishing it on time. OK, 那么就是说我们今晚和明晚加班吧。我原以为我能提前完成任务。但是现在能按时完成我就很满足了 OK 那么这是我们的第一篇对话 第二篇对话呢，主要是谈什么呢？就是由于生病了，那么导致不能来工作，那么要去找一个人来什么替班，对吧？所以说替班怎么来说呢？是 cover for， 再给大家来复习一下。Can I have a word with you, sir? Sure. What's going on? 先生，我能和你谈一下吗？当然，什么事情？ I'm afraid I can't come to work this afternoon.I've got a very sore throat. 恐怕今天下午不能来工作了。我嗓子很疼。You sound ill and look not well. 啊，你听起来好像真是病了，看起来也不舒服。Oh, I want to stay in bed this afternoon, but I come tomorrow. 我想今天下午卧床休息，明天来。All right, but you have someone to cover for you. 好的，但是。你的工作有人替了吗 ？Yes, I do. Thank you. 好了，这边重点的是一个什么 ？Cover for somebody. OK， 记住了吗？好了，接下来我们来看一下第三个对话。第三个对话，我们来看一下。他说 ：“Hello, Harry. I've come to see if you are on duty tomorrow. No, do you want me to cover for you again?Yeah, you know, it's the flu. I'm down with it. I have to go to see my daughter tomorrow. I was planning to have a lazy day, but now that you ask. Okay, tell me everything I need to do tomorrow. Please give this report to the president and finish typing this. Is that okay? Okay, now it's quitting time. Let's call it a day. Oh, another thing.Don't forget to check the email, and if there are new emails, please send them to the president. No problem. Let's go on off work. Go on off work. 下班。You go first, I'll lock the door. I'll hold it to you. This weekend, I'd like to invite you to dinner if you are free. I'm looking forward to it.盼着请客呢。那么整个对话呢，就是说由于生病了，不能来上课，有人为他替班。为他做工作，然后他表示万分的感谢，所以他想去请他吃饭。这边呢，由于我们的英语呢是初级英文，所以说 Leo 在这边呢就给大家用中文直接来讲一下。那么接下来呢，我们来把整个对话的内容重点部分再看一遍。Please give this report to the president and finish typing this. Is that okay? 请把这份报告交给董事长。然后把这些东西打印好，好吗 ？Now it's quitting time， 下班了，现在是下班。Let's call it a day， 我们收工吧。OK， 那么接下来最后这边他说 ，You go first， I'll lock the door， I hold it to you， 是你先走吧，我来锁门，我欠你的人情。This weekend, I'd like to invite you to dinner if you are free. 如果说你这周要是有空的话，我还请你吃一顿饭呢。I'm looking forward to it. OK, 那么这就是我们今天的内容。那么我们用今天的学的一个词组，怎么说呢 ？Let's call it a day. 那么最后呢，我们在节目的尾声呢，给大家来听一首非常好听的歌，大家呢。再次的来欣赏一下，那么关于我们在英文当中所涉及到的一些新的内容。那么如果说大家在我们的英文当中涉及到任何问题，那么可以加我们的微信 Pop English， 这个 Pop English 都是在我们的资料栏里面已经给大家列出来了。同时如果说大家对英文有感兴趣的，也可以加入到我的英文群，加我的微信 Pop English，我可以将你拖入到我们的群当中，并且呢，给大家一个更好的交流平台，希望大家呢都能够加入到我的课堂之中。我们的课堂呢都是免费的，希望大家重重参与，那么并且呢能够支持我的节目，谢谢大家。好了，那么接下来我们就来欣赏一首非常好听的歌吧。
You go first. I'll lock the door. I owe it to you.This weekend, I'd like...
up high. There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Ooh, troubles melt like lemon drops. Wait above the chimney top, that's where